Earlier this year, a woman named Irvin Gonzalez went to the police to report that her ex-boyfriend had punched, kicked, and strangled her, and at least once chased her with a knife. Gonzalez, a victim of domestic abuse, was hoping to seek a protective order against him from a local courthouse. But when she got there, she was detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and she was indicted on charges of illegal entry. This is a major fear for immigration advocates who have been cautioning undocumented immigrants to keep a low profile and to avoid encounters with law enforcement. But then what happens when an immigrant has to report a crime? There's a real concern that victims, especially women, will be reluctant to report sexual assault or domestic abuse to authorities. It's an issue Jasmine Garst is covering for PRIs Across Women's Lives. Jasmine Garst, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jasmine, you spoke to a woman who goes by the name of Nazdeya. Tell us, what is her story?
Sure. Nazdeya came on a student visa. She's from Eastern Europe. Let's hear about that.
I like it here. Back home, I had a dream to become a lawyer, but the life is so corrupted if you don't know anyone or you're not from the capital, you cannot really pursue your dream. You cannot get what you want. And here I saw that if you work hard, if you have a goal, you will succeed.
Nadzeya is not her real name. She asked for protection, and she overstayed her visa and became undocumented. And she became involved with a man who is an American citizen. And like many abusive relationships, it started out wonderfully. They had a kid, and it escalated to this level of really horrific violence. I should also mention that one thing Nadzeya talked to me about is, you know, just to be politically incorrect, mm-hmm. when you see Nadzeya, you don't necessarily think this is the face of undocumented immigration. She is an Eastern European woman, very pale, you know, platinum blonde hair. And she told me, like, nobody at work thought this is an undocumented woman who is being beaten.
Right. So, Jasmine, let's hear why she didn't go to the police.
I was afraid to go to police because he told me that if you go to the police, I have something, I will tell them something that you're going to end up losing your child and they will deport you. So, police was totally not an option for me.
So who is it that's giving her this advice?
He is. So this is a classic scenario with undocumented immigrant women who are in these positions of no power at all.
Are there services in place to help women like Nazdeya?
Absolutely. I mean, what Nazdeya ended up doing is she went to a shelter. She did not call the police. One day the violence got completely... There was an incident in which it got unbearable, so she bursts out of her house with a backpack, a stroller, and the baby. And once she gets to the shelter, someone starts talking to her about some legal options. I spoke to someone from a Sanctuary for Families here in New York. It's an organization that precisely helps families and women and survivors of domestic violence. I spoke to Carmen Ray, and she told me Nadzeya's story did not surprise her at all.
The classic story for us is generally a woman who has survived domestic violence for decades, and finally there's an incident of such extreme violence that she's forced to call the police for her own safety.
I know that there are special visas that can help some undocumented immigrants who are victims of crimes, including domestic abuse. Can you tell us about some of those visas?
Sure. The U visa essentially allows undocumented immigrants who need to report a crime to come forward, and they can expect protection. There's about 10,000 that are given a year, and there's an enormous wait list. And Nadzeya herself, she had to wait over a year to get this, which, think about that. It means for a year, she was still living in a very precarious situation. She did eventually get her U visa, and here's how she reacted to that.
I started screaming like crazy. I was crying. Like, I couldn't believe it. For me, the whole day, just the ideas start changing one another. What can I do right now? How my life can change right now? What the next step for me?
Do we know if there's any plan to change the ability to apply for a U visa under the Trump administration?
The administration has not discussed U visas yet. What is a concern for activists and people who work in domestic violence prevention, immigrant protection, is the environment we're living in, right? It's not just about someone like Natseya saying, well, if I call the police, maybe I'm going to get deported. It's also, it puts families in these really awkward situations. I mean, for example, imagine you're a kid and you see one of your undocumented parents beating your other undocumented parent up. Are you going to call the police and risk that one of your parents, or maybe both of them, are going to be deported? It just creates a sentiment of a lot of distrust. And Carmen Ray from Sanctuary for Families was saying to me, it's really making her job a bit more difficult.
People are very concerned in the community that if they are the victims of a crime, that reporting it is going to cause retaliation against them by the perpetrator. But people are also very concerned, especially with crimes that result in a family environment, that by calling authorities on the person that's hurting them, they're potentially causing their deportation.
Jasmine, is Nadzeya out of the shelter?
She is. She's out of the shelter, and she has a really good job. You know, she's still hurt. She has this thing where she just winces a lot, and she starts wincing more when she talks about this. But she's doing very well. She lives for her kids. She was able to get an actual, real, official job, which means she can have health care, which means she can have health care for her children, which means she can put her kids in a good school, which means she can get an apartment. But fundamentally, what it means is she's not scared anymore, and she is not in a position of complete powerlessness. If something happens, Nadzeya calls the police.
All right. Jasmine Garce is a reporter for PRI's Across Women's Lives. Jasmine, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.